So I'd like to do an inyan today about Osik B'mitzvah, Potim B'mitzvah. It has to do with Sukkah. It has to do with Talmud Torah, and it's a very fascinating thing to get you thinking. And also for that Sefer Iyun HaMoedim, which is, I was telling you about that Sefer last week. That it's on like five, you know, several volumes of all the different Moedim, you know, with a question and an answer, and it gets you to think. Okay. So the Mishnah, Chaf Hei Amar Aleph in Sukkah, says, Shluchei Mitzvah, Turim Min HaSukkah. That you're a Shliach Mitzvah. Says Rashi, Holchei V'derech Mitzvah, Galum B'Torah, L'Hakbil, P'nei Rabbah, V'Lifto Shvuyim. So if you're going on the Derech to learn Torah, or to greet your Rebbe, or to be part of the Shvuyim, so then you put them in a sukkah. In other words, on the course of your derech, you might have to eat, you're going to eat, you're going to do this, but you don't have to worry that you don't have a sukkah. Cholim u'mishamshayim turim min ha-sukkah. Furthermore, the person's a chola, and the person who's mishamish the chola, is potter min ha-sukkah. And then, ochlan v'shosin aroi, chutz la-sukkah. And then another halacha that you can eat aroi chutz la-sukkah. In other words, a snack chutz la-sukkah. But Mavadi pointed out, and there's some Rishonim of Dan Brody also has, I think, in the sefer that eating a meal dinner. Yeah. So then, even though you're not having bread, you should have that. We have to have that in the sukkah. Because that's
like a steak or something.
Yeah, you're having a real meal. You're just not having bread. You're having steak with some rice, maybe corn. You're having in the sukkah. Okay, so we're talking about.
Bread means kavua? Like,
no, we're saying even without bread.
Would you make a lation?
Maybe. I don't know. I have to think about that. But
you got me thinking.
That's the way to do it.
The osik b'mitzvah, is that dafka the things listed in the Mishnah, or like from Shliya get, would I fall into that category?
What?
The osik b'mitzvah, is that dafka things that are listed in Rashi, or is that from like a Shliya get, would I be put there from?
Yeah, I don't think dafka these things, but
what is that osik b'mitzvah?
Yeah, Shliach Get, you know. But okay, but say you're going for some other.
It is Chodesh, or not? Yeah, be relevant at all.
Yeah, you're going to give Kiddush HaChodesh or something like that. Okay, take a look.
Right when you come home from whatever, from one of these Tzrachim.
From one of these Tzrachim, is that called? Okay, so let's see the Gemara, page 3, Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Cholchei Drachim Bayom, Peturim Min HaSukkah Bayom. Cholchei Drachim Bayom, Peturim Min HaSukkah Bayom, V'chayavim Balayla. Right, so, Rashi, Cholchei Drachim Bayom, Peturim Min HaSukkah Bayom, Tzilkus Kayshuk, Ein Yeshivas Beisuk, Shem Shuk, This is only when he's holding on the derech. So if he's holding for derech for yom, he's taught him in a sukkah for yom, and chayav b'layla. Holding drachim b'layla. And this is, you know, Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva where he only says, you know, his famous tshuva that he only matters if you're doing the Dvar Mitzvah. And Rav Yashiv in Ha'aris disagrees, and he says, no, Holchei Drachim is any, even of a Dvar Rishus. You're part of the Hasukah. got.
Isn't that a discussion in the Gemara right away in the beginning?
Let's see. Right, so Holchim Dvar Mitzvah is part of Ben Bayom Uvila. Afa Pisha ain't Holchim Ela Bayom. Shum the truth in the dog of Machshev Sam Mitzvah, the Kuneha Baturim Mina Mitzvah. So even Balayla. The question, right.
So it sounds like it's not so much important in the mitzvah, it's just that there's this truth in the element, and every time you do a mitzvah, you
hear his term. He had a Rav Chisda, Rav Baruch Huna, and Ayla, and Shabbat, and the Rigmal, and Bebesh Kalusa. When Rav Chisda, Rav Baruch Huna, would go to, you know, they had Shabbat at the Rigmal. You know, before the Yom Tovim, they would get together with the Rav, and he would teach them, you know, the halachas of Yontif. So when they're going to this sort of like this Yarkei Chala thing, so they would go al Sfas HaNohar. They were going to Rish Galusa on the regular, whatever it was. Day was on the regular, and they would sleep. Araksa Basura, they would sleep by the riverbank, not in the sukkah. Amri anan shluchi mitzvah anan u'turin. So they would say, we're shluchi mitzvah and we're potter.
There was a sukkah to sleep in, but they chose to sleep by the riverbank?
No, I mean, they didn't machpid to find the sukkah.
All right.
They didn't machpid to find the sukkah. Now let's take a look at the tshuva in the Marach or Zeruah. Marach or Zeruah, Rav Chaim or Zeruah, is the son of the Or Zeruah. Fascinating tshuva sefer. So first he discusses, I should have put this in the packet, the machlokes between Rabba and Rav Yosef. You should look it up. It's a Gemara in Bava Kamma, Nun Vav, from the base, and other places. That if you find an Aveda, a Shomer Aveda, right, you find a lost object. So you bring it into your house till you can find the owner. So you're considered a shomer on the lost object. So what kind of shomer are you? So chari, I'd say a shomer chinam, because you're not getting paid for it. Right? You're a shomer for the lost object. Rav Yosef has the chiddush that you're a shomer socher. Why? This is called Pruta de Rav Yosef, because he says that while you're involved with the Aveda, if an Ani would come to your house, the Meshulach would come to your house, you wouldn't have to give him Tzedaka, because you're involved in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So Osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, so you save that money. So in Mela, that's called Shomer Socher.
Shomer Socher means you're gaining something. You're gaining money.
Right.
You're just not losing anything here.
Right. True, Jake. But not losing. Sometimes not losing is gaining. But that's the famous. In the yeshivas, it's called Pruta de Rav Yosef. Right? That's what it's called in the yeshivas. And we could spend the whole year on Pruta de Rav Yosef, is what to say. So, but at least be familiar with that. The halacha is that he can't say, well, he found something, so it's in his house. So now the next 10 years, he doesn't have to do mitzvahs because he has the Aveda time. No, it's only when he's osik. When he's osik in the mitzvah, so Kolzman, that he's osik in the mitzvah, so that's when he... So while he's, you know, shaking it out, say it's some type of baguette, so he has to shake it out so it shouldn't get stale. So then he's involved with it. So then he's potter.
Even if it's efsher?
We'll see. That's a whole discussion with efsher time shneim. But called Dim Shem Sasik Bal Tzarkum. What about Talmuda? proved that Rav Yosef lo shchicha. Versus proves that Rav Yosef la shchicha. Why? Why is that shchicha? Because how common is it going to be the second that you happen to be shaking out the Aveda that the Ani comes?
He didn't live in Brooklyn.
Right. Yeah. I have the Eini Maven, the Plutai Rav Ami Rav Asi, the Pliga Hasam of Snizila, the Muda Hanam Havel, Machzelo Avidoso. He says, so that's what he says. And then he quotes the Rashi that we just did, Rashi on the next paragraph, the Hokei. But Var Mitzvah Turim Min HaSukkah, Fil B'Shas Chaniyosef, etc. Right, because with Var Mitzvah, you put even if you're only walking in the daytime, you put to even Balayla. So then, and then he quotes the famous thing here. You have to be Osik. You have to be Osik. Because you look in the second column, Kuf Pei Gimel, on the left side, the first word on the line is Mikol HaMitzvos. Mikol HaMitzvos. You see that? Umila Tochiach. Shekol Yisrael Yesh Alehem Mitzvos Mila. Right? We all have Mitzvos Mila. V'David Omar Le Mizbuk Shenichnas LeBeis HaMerchatz. Right? The famous Chazal. In Menachas, when David HaMelech went to the shower, to the bathhouse, and he didn't have any clothing on, so he felt, oh, he doesn't have any mitzvahs with him now. V'ra'atzma oru mikol ha-mitzvahs. V'nizkar shechaysa mitzvahs mila b'fsaro. So he reminded himself that he has the mitzvah of mila. V'amez mizmor l'amnatzeach al ha-shminis. So you see that he is mekayim, a mitzvah. Throughout your life, you're mekayim a mitzvah. So he got some satisfaction that even though he's not learning in the bathhouse, so he's not putting on tefillin in the bathhouse, but he still has the mitzvah of mila with him.
Isn't mila a mitzvah on the father? None of the person who's getting mild?
Well, it's when you're born.
Yeah, but you're still... It's your mitzvah. You're not, right. Alma shazel ki a mitzvah, ki tefillin shabarosh, or sisus shababegit. Being in the state of nimol is like wearing tefillin. Afapike chayom up, but we don't say once you get your mitzvah mila, so now you don't have to do any mitzvahs because you're not being osik. Avol shem hiskil laasik b'mitzvah lo gom iskol gom shacholech l'umat Torah lo hak b'pereira afil b'shal shachan yosa afil higil l'mokom shorot zolel afisik l'umat kozma shal lo gom l'imudu hupotu b'kol ha-mitzvahs. You have to be osik in the mitzvah. So he writes here, take a look on page 6 for a second, on the left side. Just look at page 6 for a second. Ukfize bachorim haholchim l'umat Torah. Unbelievable. This is a big one. The boys are going to learn Torah. Pturim mikol hamitzvos. Kol zman shehem bebeis rabbim. So you have to walk to your rabbi. 10 miles. So you want to learn by your Rebbe for today. It takes 3 hours to get there, and then you're going to learn by your Rebbe a couple of hours. 7 hour thing. Potter from a mitzvah. Kolzman shehim bebeis rabbah. Rav Chista rabbah bar Huna sheipturim kolzman shalosh shamu hadrasha. So they went to the Reish Galusa. And they said that they were walking to him, and Chosman, they didn't hear the... In other words, I want to hear my drasha. My Rebbe's speaking, I want to hear the drasha. So it takes 3 hours to get there, another 3 hours to hear the drasha. So for 6 hours, I'm part of the mitzvahs.
It's the same thing as the case in the Gemara, like the chosan. Like, you're not actually doing nisuyin, you're just getting ready for it, right?
You're like a woman. Right? So he's saying in Yisod here that when you're walking to the Rebbe, that's called Osik B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. So the whole Zman that you're walking, plus the whole Zman that you're listening to the Shir, you don't have to do any mitzvahs. If there's some time you want to make a bracha on your tzitzis, you can, but you're really Pater. You're Pater from the normal mitzvahs. Then he says, Kufisha Machasafti Yochol Yos to Shomer Aveda. He parted me proof to the Rav Yosef calls much Aveda Bevesel. So Hiske Lasak Bo Lachzira Bolo Gomer Isko Amutolov. So why don't you say the same thing that you brought into your house? So why don't you say as long as it's in your house, we'd have a Shabbat to the Rigla. So be Yom Shabbos Lo Amutolov Masas Kolum Delech Baderech and Yicholim Afvi Gonu Ariksa De Nahara. So you have to be osikba. So there he's not being osikba. So if you're not osikba, let me hear what you're saying, please.
It still seems like the argument for Mila proving that it still seems like it's not exactly comparable, because Mila is not something that you've actively engaged in, something that was...
Right, so you're not Potter.
That's okay,
got it. You don't say, well, now you had your Mila when you're 8 days old, now you're Potter for the mitzvah, because there's no Hishaskus anymore.
But even...
It's still a Kiyim to be Nimol, right? So you're getting maybe mitzvah points of some sorts every second that you're in the state of being Nimol, but...
But in a sense, versus a Shomer Aveda, the Shomer Aveda, he had a certain like point in time where he started the mitzvah of a Shavuos Aveda. It was an act of engagement versus the opposite. It's not the same with the Bris. He actively started being Shomer the Aveda.
Right. It's different. Right. It is different. He actively started. But then he stopped. And then every once in a while, he'll take it out to air it out. So you don't say, so the next time he'll air it out, he'll also be osik. But you don't say say he has to do it every month. So every month, for 10 minutes that has to do it, he'll be Pater Min HaMitzvah. Oh. So let me show you one more thing now. And then, take a look in the Mishnah in Shabbos on page 4. So this is the Braisa there about Mafsikin L'Kriyashma. The question is, if you're learning Torah, do you mafsik to say Kriya Shema? To daven. The Tanya Chaverim Hayu Oskim B'Torah mafsik in the Kriya Shema ve'ei mafsik in the Tefillah. So if you're learning Torah and the Kriya Shema is coming, there's Zman Kriya Shema. So if you can continue learning, you might miss it. So you have to stop and say Kriya Shema, but you don't have to be mafsik for Tefillah. Amar Rav Yochanan Loshonu El Kigon Rav Shimon VaYochai VeChaverav Sher Tarosam Lumnosum. Only Rav Shimon VaYochai, who doesn't waste a second, so they, if he's learning his chevra, they don't have to be mafsik for Kriya Shema or for Tefillah. Avol Gon Onu, But we are not, we waste the fair share, you know, we're not like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So then even if we're learning, we have to be mafsik the Kriya Shema Ulu Tefillah.
Isn't Kriya Shema in a sense also a form of learning?
It is a form of learning, but there's a special chiyuv to say dafka Kriya Shema.
So can't you say that it's not being mafsik you're learning?
Yeah, because you're learning above Metziah. And now you have to say these psukim. So you're mafsik, you're above Metziah learning. To say Kriya Shema.
Isn't there a maisa in Brachas where the Rav was teaching and he did an action, it indicated that he was Kabbal ol Malchus Shemayim,
right.
And he didn't have the students do it. Talmidim kept learning. They wondered why he was doing it, but they wondered why he wasn't stopping to do it, but he was Kabbal ol Malchus Shemayim, and they weren't. So the Torah threw this on.
Well, maybe they were going out to, he was giving the shiur the whole time, so he had to stop, but they could leave, go to the hallway for So the question, okay, so this is it. So now look in the Sefer Iyun HaMo'adim, and I want you just to see what you think before we look at the Terutzim that he gives. Take a look on page 9. Rav Mikhail Azulai. In a klal gadol biyadeinu, the osik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, kavur b'sukkah, v'shluchim mitzvah p'tur min ha-sukkah. V'var m'vord yalfin adin zem mikrod, b'shiftach ha-v'chisecha prad l'osik b'mitzvah, prad l'osik aronu shal yosef p'turin, ha-yum me'akravas ha-pesach. So the Gemara learns it out from different psukim, that osik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah. Masechah Shabbos, the Masechah B'Talmud Torah L'Kriya Shema, Avraham Shemir Chayesh, Torosim Umnosim. In other words, but you don't say Osik B'Mitzvah Potem at a Mitzvah by Talmud Torah. Right? But you see from the Gemara that Mafsikin, for us, Mafsikin L'Kriya Shema U L'Tfilah. For Shimon Yochai, only for Kriya Shema. But you see that there's a din of Mafsikin. You don't just say, what? I'll take a mitzvah, part of a mitzvah.
And Rabbi Yehuda also,
so because
he, also he left 30 days a week and just davened Shemona Esrei one day a month because he was learning. So he was.
Shem Yochai didn't have to be mafsik for tefillah, only for Kriya Shema. But everyone has to be mafsik at least for Kriya Shema. And regular people have to be mafsik both for Kriya Shema and for tefillah.
Like so, in the Haggadah story.
Well, the one Kriya Shema, right. So he asked the following question. Tzarchian, Dine B'sukkah, Bahadamina Shluchi Mitzvah, Ptur Minasukkah, Chosav Rashi Shluchi Mitzvah, Holche B'derech Mitzvah. You got a little Matorah, right? So if you're going to learn Torah, so we saw your Potter, we saw your Gemarachar or Zeruah. They were going to the Bay Reish Kalusa to hear the drasha from Reish Kalusa. Because they were going to see the Rebbe on Sukkos. So it took a couple of days to get there. So the first 2 days of Chol HaMoed, they were walking to get there. So they were part of the Sukkah. Because Osik B'Mitzvah Pata Min HaSukkah. So Harei HaHolach Lulma Torah Pata Min HaMitzvah. So Chor Tzarchi and Maishna Lomei Torah Shemafsik L'Krishma Miholach Lulmod Torah Shepater. Miholach Lulma Torah Pata Kamachom Mishalo Torah Shia Pata. In other words, if you hold a Lulma Torah, so you potter. So learning Torah itself certainly should be potter. And we see that's not the case. Mafsikin. So if mafsikin l'kriya shma, right? That means they stop learning to do the mitzvah. I don't say osik b'mitzvah. So then how come holech al aderech to my rabbi, potter from mitzvahs? That's the question. let's think about that question again. So I'll repeat the question. We see Beferish, Holchei Mitzvahs Peturim. Rashi explains Holchei to, you know, the Gemara talks about going to the Reish Kalusa to hear the Drasha. The Marach Or Zeruah speaks about going to Beis Rabo to your Potter. You don't see, because Osik B'mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah. Yet by learning, we say that he stopped you learning to say Shmon Esra or to say Kriya Shmon. And even if Shimon Ben Yochai, the Talmidah, had to stop at least for Kriya Shmon.
If you're walking on the path and you got to an already made sukkah that had a meal ready for you, would you have to walk in and eat it?
Not necessarily. I mean, if it's there, well, you know, then why not?
But the issue would be like, if you're walking to learn Torah, you have to get off the derech, you have to go find the sukkah, you have to make the meal there, then you have to come back onto the derech and go, with Kriya Shema, I'm learning here, I realize I have to say Kriya Shema, I say Kriya Shema while I'm sitting here, and I keep learning again. There's no bittul zman in between the going to the mitzvah and
however long it takes you to say the Shema.
But it's a mitzvah itself.
So what?
But you don't...
Am I also a mitzvah walking to the sukkah?
Yeah, well, it's like... No,
say the sukkah's right... Parallel cases. Sukkah's right there, Kriya Shema's right here. Kriya Shema, you have to stop. Technically, you don't have to go into the sukkah. There's a question whether you can even make a bracha. He said, only according to Rabbeinu Tam, who says you can make a woman can make mitzvah sesheh as a man grama, can you make it? It's much more according to the other Rishonim who hold that a woman can't make it on a mitzvah sesheh as a man grama, and somebody's holding a muderach and happens to have a sukkah there. Okay, he lucked out, but it's a shaila whether he could even make a bracha.
Sukkah chivas or ishas?
Sukkah's a chiv if you have something that's machayiv, sukkah, achilas keva, whatever, sleeping. Yeah, but even if they slept, the Gemara says. So, but, you know, it could be that if they would have had it, they would have done it, but, you know. So that's the question. What's the gather here? So let's take 2 minutes to think. First, you have to feel that, you know, Rav Goldberg's Hatzal used to say, if you come into Shia, you don't prepare the Mar Makomos. So what's the point of the Shia? Meaning, you didn't have any problems. The Rebbe made problems for you, and he gave solutions. Who needs him? You didn't have problems before him. But if you feel the problem, and then you come to the Shia, and they have a solution, then it's meaningful. That's what he used to say.
This is the uncle.
Yeah, Rav Chaim, the uncle passed away, the Rashiv of Karen Biavna, Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldberg, who was Rav Meir Goldberg's uncle.
This is very Negei L'maisa, this concept, Isak B'mitzvah, because all of us have this question every second, no? Whether this could come up any second, you know?
So when we hear, so let's think. And, okay, you got it. First, margish the question.
The question is, why is Holchei Drachim Patur Torah determined?
In other words, normally we say that Talmud Torah, you don't say Osek Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah by Talmud Torah. You have to stop learning. Talmud Torah is different than other mitzvahs. You have to stop learning to do other mitzvahs. Right?
Mitzvahs or Kriya Shema?
Also, that's.
Not only Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema just means mitzvahs d'oraisa.
He's starting his teretz on the Shema side.
Maybe
Shema is different. Maybe that's the verb.
Right. Yeah, on the other hand, we see that when you're going to your Rebbe, you're part of a mitzvah.
For the sake of Talmud Torah.
For the sake of Talmud Torah.
But when you have a mitzvah, when you're actually at your Rebbe,
you're also part of until after the Shir. Right? That's what the
that's what it says.
That's what it says.
The Talmud Torah wouldn't necessarily be the term in the mitzvahs.
Right.
So why would you be Pater at your Rebbe and not necessarily just going to your Rebbe?
You go to your Rebbe to hear that he's going to give a Chol HaMoed. You know.
Yeah, so during this year there's a mitzvah that you absolutely have to do. You're not Pater from that?
You're Pater from that.
Why? I thought Talmud Torah is...
That's the question. Thank you.
Is the Rebbe also Potter, or is...
Ooh, cold star.
Is the Rebbe Potter also? Or just the...
You mean the Rebbe who's...
Sounds like the mitzvah is going to be Lako Pnei Rabba.
Right. So it's only on the Talmud.
So the question's on the Marcham Arzurah? Is that why...
It's not on the Marcham Arzurah. The Marcham Arzurah is following what the Gemara says, that they went to the Reish Galusa. Marcham Arzurah is just basing himself on the Gemara, that they went to the Reish Galusa to hear the Drasha and on Sukkos, and then they, on the way, they slept outdoors, which mashma that they didn't bother to get a sukkah.
Well, Shtermbuch and the Sefer Taanis, the reason why Hasidim didn't sit on Shmini Atzeres is because they used to be
Rabba,
no room in the sukkah.
Rabbi Weiner is saying very well that the reason why Hasidim stayed from Rabbi Shtermbuch. You know, a question about sitting in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres, so we know a lot of Hasidim don't. So what's the shot? So Rabbi Weiner quotes from Rabbi Moshe Shtermbuch that Mr. Hasidim always went to see the Rebbe in Shmini Atzeres. So the sukkah wasn't big enough for everyone, and they held there were shluchei mitzvah, you know, holchei l'kabel rabbim, so the hosik mitzvah put them in a mitzvah. But if that be the case, then it doesn't apply when they're sitting at home. And,
he says the voters they didn't realize, meaning
they were potter.
Right. They all just needed to in the sukkah, so they figured it must be a din in Shmini Atzeres.
Right. He said that when he started learning under the Rav in Shmini Atzeres, he would be the only one in his family to go out and sit in the sukkah.
The Rav was adamant about that. Very few cases where the Gemara says Hilchasa. Here, Manam tells you what to do.
Okay, are you feeling pain, Jake? Probably. The pain, feeling the pain?
Without the pasuk, you would have been chayev. Without the limit from Malach Chavadera, we would have said, "Oisik mitzvah is chayev to be masik." And my.
Yeah.
Chayev to be masik.
Well, you can be masik. There's a ritva that says the chiddush is that you're not allowed to. Without the pasuk, I think the ritva says it would be
rishus.
Now you're saying that you're not allowed to.
And that's when it's EFSHA.
No.
Again, it's simple to do with not sleeping while it's raining, that it's going to be sorry to you, what that you're the all the time you're not going to see a Rebbe in the sukkah. So it'd be like sorry, somebody else.
Again,
the reason you can't sleep in the sukkah if it's raining is because it's going to cause you sorrows on Yom Tov. It'd be the same that every moment that you're not going to see a Rebbe, it's sorry to you.
Huh? That's not the reason. It's because the patient came to do. You wouldn't live in a house where the roof is dripping on you.
It's on Yom Tov.
So, Rabbi Weiner, what do you say? You began to say something.
About this Tandur?
Yes, to answer this question.
I already saw a little bit what he said, but I'm not saying anyway. I wasn't saying it when I dabbled in the Indian before, so it's not fair for me to.
Taking yourself out of the running.
So you want we can see what he says, and then I'll tell you what I think, maybe based on Rav Weiner actually. First, he wants to say that Talmud Torah is different. Messenger. Hello. We're having shir now. I'm in the middle of shir. Okay, you here already? Okay, so I'll be it soon. The Amru Dosik Mitzvah Potim in the Mitzvah. Achisha Osik B'maisim Mitzvah Achat in Tsheches. Tzarech Lafstik in the Vadlan's mind. Kedei Lekai Mitzvah Cheres. Potim Lassus Kein. A Talmud Torah Chol Rega Shol Talmud Torah Mitzvah Hibifnei Atzma. There was... Talmud Torah is not a Mitzvah in Tsheches. Like, if you're davening Shemot Esrei, that's one long Mitzvah. If you're walking to your Rebbe, that's one long Mitzvah. The Talmud Torah, every second, is a separate mitzvah. So, if I say a word of Torah, the next second is not a continuation, it's a new mitzvah. So, the reason why you don't say Osik B'mitzvah Potim in a mitzvah by Talmud Torah is because after every word, the mitzvah is over. So now, who may you have to continue the Talmud Torah, go on till to do another mitzvah. But if you're involved in a mitzvah that's Nimshach, right? So then you're not mechuyev to stop. But Talmud Torah, it's not a mitzvah of Nimshach. It's every word, it's not a continuing mitzvah.
Where does he get that?
The Gra, they call me Lishal Torah mitzvah in the Atzma. That's the famous Gra, Abel Zvaram Shein Lam Shir. Talmud Torah, even one word of Torah is a mitzvah. So he says, "Holach l'ma Torah potim kol mitzvos, because talich is a ma'isa nimshach." Rashi Enkin, the learning Torah, every mitzvah—that's one thing he says. Then he says, "Yeshlom kein the mitzvahs Talmud Torah mitzvahs to me this ain't lashiur, and mitzvahsim kol eischol iav shoshetit kavtiv to kol mitzvahs." Right. In other words, pashut that you can't say. The first teretz is a little. The second teretz is just explaining the yisod. Why don't you say Osek B'mitzvah by Talmud Torah? The answer is because it's always a key of Talmud Torah. So, but the Torah is supposed to be like Rav Hutna writes, Lumod al Manas Lasos. So, it's a key. Rav Hutna discusses it's a key in Talmud Torah to learn to do mitzvahs also. See, so it doesn't make sense that you're going to be learning the whole time and you're never going to be doing mitzvahs.
So that's even better than like
okay. Nirusha mitzvah she to me this because I'm told ain't a potes ben a mitzvah. Have a mitzvah she ain't to me this chash alach and also mitzvah potem ben a mitzvah.
It's similar to what we said by Mila, no?
But yeah, Davkin mitzvah she'ena to me this tchatsha alocha.
So tzitzis would be the same thing as Talmud Torah?
So by Talmud Torah, it's a mitzvah to me this.
When you wear mitzvah.
He said, there, Pasha, Dolach, Yach Lom Matar, Be'em is Patim, and Asukim Chol Mitzvah, Talich Zoh, Ena Mitzvah to me this. Or Shar Mitzvah Shehen Patim, Ena Mitzvah. It's a regular din. It's not a mitzvah to me this. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a mitzvah to me this. So I think what he's saying, you have to put in what Rabbi Wein is saying, is that this is not just the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. This is a mitzvah of learning from your Rebbe. So, which is not stam. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is you don't say a secret mitzvah. But this is the mitzvah of. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah I can do by myself. But there's a special inyan of l'achyo pnei rabbo or learning from your Rebbe. So that's apparently a special mitzvah. That, I mean, like the marach or zeruah. You see, you could say the Gemara was. You see, the question is Marach or Zeruah saying a Chiddush? The Gemara already said it. You could say, no, maybe the Marach or Zeruah, the Gemara is only talking about Hakmil Pnei Rabo Beregel, which might be a mitzvah. He's applying it to Bachurim Ha'ochim Lumator B'Stam. They're coming in the middle of the summer to learn. I mean, it's a big Chiddush, the Marach or Zeruah. I mean, means you go away to yeshiva, you don't have to die.
On the plane, do you have to die or not?
Yeah.
If you're on the plane, there, it's necessarily to go to yeshiva. Do you have to die on the plane?
Right. So the Marach or Zeruah would say not. See, that solves all the problems of what you have to.
Yeah, Osek. You're sitting on a plane. The pilot's Osek. I'm sitting going. I have 12 hours or whatever I want.
Of Efsher, meaning we didn't get into that, right? When what's Efsher Lekayim Shneyim?
I don't know, it's a whole discussion in Hilchas Aninus. When somebody's sitting on the wagon to bury the mace, is that called Osek? Because he's going, even though he's not doing anything, but that is Osek. But we say, no, like you said. You say maybe the Marach Hazura is only talking about when they were walking Beregel.
Well, even still, they could be Chazar, whatever they know, out loud to each other. They can't focus on what's around them, so they don't get
triggered by that.
Yeah.
Plane. 11 hours to whatever.
Is the same called Nimsha?
This is Tabatog.
Is what?
He's saying, and the third thing he's saying is that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is when you're not doing your lively functions. Okay, but I think the terrace has to be like what you were saying, that this is different. This is not just the mitzvah of learning. The mitzvah of learning, you don't say Osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah. Except the famous Rambam about Ben Aza, you know, he uses it in the whole discussion, and Rav Meiselman has a piece, Lichtenstein has a piece on it. But here, he's going to learn by his Rebbe. Maybe that's different than just the mitzvah of learning Torah.
So then would we say that's what Rashi meant when he said one more Torah?
Right. But because the actual, or you could say like this, learning Torah is not, is that called Osek? When you're actually walking, going, then you're being Osek. You're learning, maybe there's just some deeper, maybe that's not called Osek, maybe Osek needs a Maisa.
But we say Lasek B'Divrei Torah, that's...
Okay, but I'm saying for this halacha of Osek B'Mitzvah. Maybe it's halacha Osek B'Mitzvah, you actually have to be, even though the Maisa eat, and even though when you get to the Rebbe's house, you putter till he finishes the shir.
But that's because of the added element of the Rebbe Talmud thing.
Right. In other words, we're saying two different things here. We're saying one, this idea that this is not just Stam Talmud Torah alone, but it's to go to a Rebbe at some other inyan. Or maybe together with the fact that you're actually doing a Maisa, Halicha, Masha Enkeim.
But that wouldn't help you when you got there.
What?
That wouldn't help when you got there. Right? Once you got there.
So maybe the word is that, but that's all Nigrar Basa, the Maisa, but just down to, I don't know, I mean, say somebody has to walk to go to the base of Medrash, he's going to learn with his Kavrusa, so you don't say Cholzman that he's learning, before davening he's walking to the base of Medrash, so you don't say, well, now he doesn't have to daven anymore, because he started learning.
But you said that was
in other words, let me ask you a question. According to the Marach Or Zeru, would these boys have to say Kriya Shema but Beis Rabban? It's Rashi, but not.
But isn't that the story that he quoted is a riot?
It seems that you do have to. Yehuda Hanasi, he was the one who... He's the Rebbe.
Not the Talmid.
Yeah.
But
Rebbe
said before that maybe they went outside.
We're just saying that, but the murder. Okay. I want you to think about this. I have to go now, but Rabbi Hoynesi, I want you to Mikamo play Mifalpo. Okay, so this is a good Indian to think about. Okay, so tomorrow I will probably have Shia around 11-ish. I'll probably try to give two full machines tomorrow.